This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Depending on where you're coming from, the election last November either feels like forever ago or like it just happened. Be that partisanship as it may, though, or really because of it, the money's already flowing into special congressional elections, the 4th District of Kansas earlier this week, and next Tuesday, the Georgia 6th in the suburbs of Atlanta, a seat that until he became the Secretary of Health and Human Services was held by Republican Tom Price. Democrats think they have a chance now, though, but as WABE's Johnny Kaufman reports, both sides are testing the limits of what outside money might do for him.
Like a lot of Democratic voters, David Levinson had a tough morning after the presidential election.
I actually cried. I've never cried at the loss of an election.
Levinson lives in Brooklyn, New York, but he read about Georgia Democrat John Ossoff on Facebook. He's donated about $60 to Ossoff's campaign so far and plans to keep giving right up to the election. Ossoff is a 30-year-old former congressional staffer and the top Democrat in the special election here. According to the latest federal filings, Ossoff has raised more than $8 million. That's one of the biggest hauls for any House candidate ever. Much of it has come from out-of-state donors like Levinson. Steve Covert is a Georgia Republican who attended a recent debate between the GOP candidates. He does not like all the outside money coming in.
You know, being supported by, you know, the money from California, New York, and God knows where else. You know, I mean, he's not just a Democrat. I think he's pretty extremely on the left. And, you know, that offends a lot of our sensibilities around here, too, you know.
This has been a Republican district since the 80s. But last year, Trump barely won it. Democrats say that gives them a chance. But Covert says seeing the outside money come in is inspiring him and his Republican neighbors.
Yeah, we're motivated. Hope we can motivate some that aren't quite so motivated between now and next Tuesday.
There are 11 Republican candidates in the race and 5 Democrats. If one of them from either party gets more than 50%, they'll win outright. Otherwise, there will be a runoff between the top 2 contenders. National GOP groups have sent in at least $4 million of their own to oppose Ossoff. And they're using that outside money to highlight, well, all the outside money that's come to Ossoff's campaign. One ad from the Republican-aligned Congressional Leadership Fund ties the Democrat to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
The truth is, Nancy Pelosi's friends are bankrolling Ossoff's campaign because Ossoff will rubber stamp her liberal agenda.
But money isn't the only thing that's coming to Ossoff from outside the district. Volunteers like Chris Michonis, a student in Virginia, have traveled here from around the country. Ossoff's campaign paid for Michonis' hotel and bus ride.
It was probably about a 12 or 13-hour ride.
Michonis says the bus got in about 4:30 in the morning. A few hours later, he was out in the sun knocking on doors for Ossoff. Michonis looks tired as he takes a break in an air-conditioned field office. But he says it was all worth it.
There's a wave of activism and energy that's about to hit them in midterms and all the elections to come.
Local volunteers are out knocking on doors for Republicans here, too. But GOP leader Jason Shepherd is worried the party isn't as energized as Democrats like Michonis. Shepherd says Republicans need to act like they're the underdogs, even if they're not.
You know, if you run like you're 10 points behind, then even in a seat like this, you're probably going to be more than 10 points ahead at the end of the day.
The money shows both Republicans and Democrats think this race is competitive. In Atlanta, I'm Johnny Kaufman for Marketplace.